700 Landers Road in North Little Rock. WatneyBuickGMC.com. GMC, we are professional grade. All offers with approved credit.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
Good morning from London, England. Welcome to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Whoopig Suey! Los Angeles!
Love that dude.
Yeah, man,
he did that much better than he did the tour guiding.
What are you going on, Sandy Cook to call it? Jeff, Jay's Valentine. There she is right there, Roger. Just go ahead and punch her up, I think. Let's go to the Hodges Glass, Little Rock Glass hotline and talk to an old friend of ours, Rogers. A friend of ours, Roger. It goes back to, how many years? We'll have to ask her. Sandy Cook joins us. Good morning.
Hey,
Sandy. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Wonderful. How many years do we go back, Sandy? It was we used to do some shows with you, what, 15 years ago? Something like that, 20 years ago?
15, 16 years.
Wow. Now, who were you with back then, Sandy?
My own real estate company. I still do real estate also, but I've been with Clayton Homes about 5 years.
Okay. Yeah, you had a partner then, and then we did several shows in Saline County, right? Well, we did one in Hot Springs, didn't we?
We did. Several in Hot Springs also, yes.
So you've got us out on a Saturday because you've got a big day coming up in Mayflower, Clayton Homes' new location, correct?
We do. We're at the Mayflower exit, and I'm here with, I wanted to introduce you guys to the other people that are here.
Yes.
Brad Eubanks, Jim Irwin, and Susan Reeves are also here with me, with you guys this morning.
Hey, y'all.
Good morning. Hey, y'all.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
So we're going to be out there now. Everything goes on all during the day. I think we're going to be out there till 12 to 2, but what time are you inviting folks to come out?
Our grand opening starts at 9 a.m., goes till 5 p.m. on Saturday.
I know that you're giving incentive to where if you buy a new home out there, you get a $500 gift card, correct?
That's correct. We got a $500 gift card for everybody that buys on Saturday.
And I would imagine if I come out there, I'm probably going to get some food. Is that a shot? Is there a possibility of that?
Oh, you probably will. We're cooking out. I've got all kinds of goodies. We're going to be grilling and having food and fun and games all at the same time as we're selling houses.
Yeah, this is, I don't know. Is there a season, best-selling time, or is it you guys are just year-round that the sales are at a peak, or is it beginning of summer? Any particular reason other than just this is a new location for you?
Well, the best thing is, as far as our new location, is actually the visibility that we got now on the highway, and they don't have to fight those roundabouts anymore.
I see where your head's at. Very good.
Exactly. At here on Industrial Avenue.
Interstate.
Interstate. Oh.
He's already forgot our address.
Yeah, 15 Interstate Drive in Mayflower. Yeah. And the
15 Interstate Drive at the Mayflower exit.
That's a terrible line.
Okay, what did you say, Rod?
I was just saying, is that across the highway from the Family Market?
It is.
Okay, very good.
Direct from Roger, yes.
Oh, awesome.
You can also go online if you forget or want to find out information, Clayton Homes, Mayflower.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Well, listen, we look forward to hanging out, and I'm sure the inventory is rocking, right? And in addition to
it is.
Yeah.
It is. We have something for everybody, every price range. If you're a new home buyer all the way up to if you want the barn dominium, we have those also.
The old barn dominium. We look forward to coming out there and seeing those things and talking about it.
Listen, just be prepared now. Roger, we don't do many Saturday remotes.
We don't.
Let me just give you one word to describe Roger on Saturday remotes.
Well, wait a minute. Will you?
Diva. Diva.
Okay, please.
Diva.
Please.
So you better have it.
Well, listen, I will fit right in.
Just make sure you have fruit. You have fruit.
You have pineapple. No.
Fans.
Listen. We're talking about a Saturday in the middle of June, in the middle of the country, when the flyover states. And I'm telling you right now, there's going to be some great activities going on there at that location.
And you'll have your staff out there to answer all the questions too.
I will answer them. We'll try to sell a couple of homes.
Sandy, what do you remember? Go ahead, Sandy.
There'll be people here to answer questions about financing, about the homes. Any questions that they have about the process, we'll have somebody here that can help them.
Even though it's not a four-hour show like we did with you before, Sandy, have you warned any of your cohorts there that about us coming out there and hanging out? Any worries?
I have, and I told them it's going to be a party. So
that's right.
We can't wait.
That's right. That's what we're looking for. Looking forward to being out there. We appreciate the opportunity.
Those 6 a.m. shows were a little tough, but we did it.
Thanks, Trey. That's right. Yeah, this is a little bit better hours. Again, 9 to 5 is the hours you're going to be out there, and it's the correct address, just to make sure, is 15 Interstate Drive in Mayflower. You can check them out online at ClaytonHomesMayflower.com. Look forward to hanging out. What's that?
Noon.
Yeah, we'll be out there 12 to 2. Yeah, we'll be out there. So we're looking forward to it. Like I said, we're anxious to see this new location, and Roger knows exactly where it's at, so he'll guide me in.
We'll kill two birds with one stone.
And you can't be speeding to get here either.
No, that's not my M.O. That's David's M.O. That's not my M.O. I will not be speeding to get there.
We look forward to hanging out. We invite everybody to come on out and have some fun, get some great deals on some amazing homes, and also get some food and music and that kind of thing.
A lot of info to be had.
We'll see you guys out there around midday.
We look forward to it, guys.
All right, Sandy.
Thank you, Sandy.
Sandy Cook and team there.
That's right. They were all
there. You knew exactly where it was.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great location. Dude nailed it. It's right there off the interstate. Great visibility.
I wanted to continue on a couple of things, because really significant things that happened on this day in history, especially sports. All right, Christian, I go to you on this one. On this day in 1985, this team edged another team to win their first National Basketball Association title in 9 tries over said team.
Ooh.
Who is it?
Got it.
I know you got it. Chris.
Well, 1985 would be...
You know, every year, every winter.
Yeah, I'm trying to go through them in my head.
Is that the way you got to do? You got to start at the beginning?
I'm just going to say it's the Lakers.
Yes, exactly right. The Lakers edged the Boston Celtics 111-110 to win their first NBA title in 9 tries over the Celtics. The Lakers have been shut out of a championship series since 1959, all the way back when they were based in Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. Roger, who was the MVP of the Lakers that night?
Jerry West.
It was not, but that's a good guess.
Magical Johnson?
No. That's
was it James Worthy?
No, my gosh.
Was it Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
Start with K.A.J.
It was Karam.
Start with K.A.J., exactly. So, remember they had just could not beat him, and all of a sudden then, didn't Magic go to like, didn't he win 5 NBA titles?
He did. He won his first year.
5. That was this one, right?
No, that would have been 1980.
Yeah, he was the MVP. On, he was the MVP of that.
Sorry,
one, right?
Christian.
Yes, he was
the MVP of that.
He was. Come on,
because he played center.
Yes. How about that? And also, too, I was going to mention a couple movies, pop culture, on this day.
Come on.
This is stunning. I want to go back and watch this because I've heard it.
Well, we haven't picked a movie yet.
Gone in 60 Seconds. So can you tell me who all was in Gone in 60 Seconds?
I can tell you 2 people that I know and I've never watched.
Nick Cage.
Okay, Nicolas Cage.
Angelina Jolie.
But is
Duvall in there?
Well, hold on. Who?
Duvall is
in there.
Yes, Duvall, yeah.
And then anybody else you want to throw in there?
Giovanni Ribisi!
That's exactly right.
Penelope Miller.
What's that? So that was in 2000. And ready for this one? This is a movie that I think I've only watched one time, but I think it's an uplifting movie, and you can tell me who some of the stars were in it. This is an animated family comedy.
All right, sure.
2006, Cars.
Yeah, you got Owen Wilson.
As who?
Lightning McQueen.
Lightning McQueen, Roger. And who else you got?
Paul Newman.
Paul Newman as Doc.
Paul Newman's in there.
You got
Larry the Cable Guy.
Larry the Cable Guy. There's more.
Yeah.
Come on.
I can't remember.
Flip Wilson.
No. Come on. Ready? Richard Petty.
Yes.
Bonnie Hunt. John Ratzenberger. Cheech Marin. George Carlin. Tom Magliozzi.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah. So I just realized I have not watched this whole thing.
No, I haven't either.
Yeah, well, I've seen it many times.
But it's not big on animation.
It's got great music in it, right?
Yeah, yeah. So.
I don't know. Yeah. That doesn't sound like it, Christian.
Roger, also... On
you got a friend.
I mean, it's not a musical, but it's got some songs.
Guess,
in it.
Yeah, it's got some 66. What's the...
I can't drive! 66!
It's got Life is a Highway.
Route 66. Route 66 by who? I think they used the version of who in this one?
They got Life is a Highway, but it's... Rascal Flatts.
Yes, that's right.
I can't drive! 66!
Also, on a sad note, was somebody that was such an important part of our lives in the afternoon at 4:30 every day. 9 years ago, 2017, Adam West lost his battle with leukemia. He was the Batman.
It's been 9 years. Dude had a resurgence in his career on
Family Guy.
Family Guy, yeah. Yeah, he was a man.
Poor guy could not get out of his shadow.
He's a good-looking dude. Before he was Batman, I mean, he appeared on Big Valley.
Give me the Mount Rushmore.
Of Batman's?
No, of the four actors that were most identified with the character, they never could escape.
Adam's, we'll stay with Adam.
Adam West is up there.
Okay. Jethro.
Jethro.
Gilligan.
Now, Gilligan had a couple of the shows, Roger.
Yeah, but you don't think of those.
Yeah, did he get... Oh, Barney. Barney did have...
You know what? That's gonna. Here's the thing. Let's do this. Let's make sure that Yes, I can. But let's. It can't.
Did Andy Griffith ever escape Andy?
Oh
Griffith?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah,
oh
yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean.
Well, he was Matlock.
Yeah. So
that's huge. Okay.
And he's iconic. So it's got to be age wise. You can't let the age get. So Gilligan would be, but there'd be somebody that would go Dobie Gillis.
Well,
be for him.
This,
you can't do it. You got to put your age apart.
Or Roger.
Adam West did nothing else.
Roger, look. That's this though.
I got another one for you.
Hold on. Gilligan. What's his name? It went blank.
Bob Denver.
He didn't do anything after Gilligan's Island, though, did he? The other, Dobie Gillis was before that. So that's the other part of it.
There was another one that was in there between that. You don't even know it. It was Dusty's Trail.
Yeah.
What Dusty's Trail was?
What?
It was a Western, but it was Gilligan's Island as a Western. He had seven people. They were in a wagon train. They got lost. Boom.
But the deal is, the other criteria is you don't get another gig. There's not another gig after.
That's right. Jethro. Yeah. Now, Jethro was in a movie.
But it really was.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. So you got to go Jethro.
He never did it.
Ebb. Never saw Ebb do anything else. But these are also shows that only we know.
I tell you one who didn't. It was
Fonzie didn't do another show.
No.
He can't do it.
He was typecast.
You really can't do another show.
What about Beverly Hill? What's the grandpa? He ended up doing Buddy Epson. Ended up doing two other things, right?
Yeah,
he did just the opposite.
Ellie May was with Elvis and Frankie and Johnny. So, but again, these are iconic shows. Who else? You know what? I was just sitting there thinking about Thomas Magnum. No, he did another show, didn't he?
Yeah,
that Blue Shield.
Here's one. Here's some other ones. Gary Berghoff could never escape being Radar.
He stayed on there forever. Yeah,
MacGyver. Richard Dean Anderson, did he ever do anything else?
I wouldn't know.
I don't know.
I wouldn't know.
Okay, here's one.
Here's one
that he did. He could have been. What about the guy from Star Trek?
No, he did it.
That's what I'm saying. He ended up doing
it. Are you talking about William Shatner?
William Shatner ended up doing a couple other shows.
He was successful before Star Trek, but then once he got Star Trek, he kind of didn't do anything else.
He did the detective deal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
That was a hit.
Was that Memphis?
Hottie Blonde with him.
You see, you think of Heather Locklear or Heather Thomas. It's one of those girls.
Yeah, and he did, right? What was it? Right. What was
T.J. Hooker?
T.J. Hooker. That's right.
You know what? But here's the thing you're forgetting. Adrian Zmed.
What about Gomer Pyle? Did he ever do anything after that? I don't think he did.
See, I know him as Gomer on Gomer as Andy Griffith, and then he did
The same character, right? Yeah, it was the same character.
Same character, yes.
Someone said Jason Alexander could not escape George Costanza.
That's true. Yeah,
he didn't
do a whole lot.
And none of them can, except her.
Julie.
She did it, because she's that good. Jerry wouldn't do it. He's okay. Kramer, he's a one-trick pony.
Somebody said
George is so good at it. But you know what? But those are iconic, and those are fantastic, and they're still to this day.
I don't think, like, David Schwimmer on Friends, they really never escaped.
Adrian Zmed, James Ballantyne. He's a Zmed fan.
They never did.
Which Schwimmer was on Band of Brothers, but other than that, I don't...
Somebody said Fonzie was in Night Shift.
That was a great movie.
But he never, I think TV-wise, it's easier to do a movie, one-off movie.
Yeah, you can do those. You had to do those sort of thing.
What about this? What about...
Go current.
Jennifer Aniston may have been the only friend that really escaped
And I'll tell you, on the opposite end of the spectrum, if you were good enough to be in a successful one and you were still able to do another one, you know what I think of when I did that? What was I thinking of that? Carol O'Connor.
I was thinking about him, but he did
what? Yeah. What did he do? In the heat of the night? Yeah.
And that was a successful
deal.
And I don't know how many others tried. Now, I mean, Stivic went on to be, you know what? And I watched that movie, The Rip. Yeah. I think that may be, I mean, Rob Reiner, I think, may have directed that. If not the LBJ one. I think Rob Reiner may have done the LBJ thing on Netflix. And you know what happened to him? So how long ago was that show done? It may have been one of his last things.
What about somebody says here, I didn't watch the show enough.
Little Penny Marshall, Laverne Shirley, nobody on that show did anything.
No, they were done.
Well, except Lenny. He went on to be in a lot of movies.
What about anybody from The Office? Is everybody?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, half that cast never escaped.
Well, movie.
Yeah, yeah. What's his face? Super successful, right?
Steve Carell, of course.
Steve Carell was super successful.
And so is Jim.
And so John Krasinski. Yeah. Krasinski,
what about, here's your old school Roger.
Now, they had a lot of great guest stars on there.
Peter Falk
did movies.
One more thing.
I don't know, man.
His movies, he was, yeah, before and after.
I think Peter Falk
he was in Mickey and Nikki with John Cassavetes.
No other TV show.
What? Mickey and Nikki? Where in the world did you get that from? Man. Wow.
If we go TV show,
pull that one out. I've never heard of Mickey and Nikki.
And we're not going to do it again.
Oh, okay. What about this, Roger? What about this one? Here's a couple of them. Sherman Hensley. Well, Jeffersons.
Yeah.
You doing that? What about Harry Potter? No, I mean, Larry Hagman. Larry Hagman, did he do anything else after My Dream of Jeannie?
Yeah. Dallas.
Oh, my gosh. He sure did. I guess I'm pretty big. Well, I guess there's two of them, right? There's two.
Two what?
There's two dicks.
Well, no. See, here's the deal.
What?
No, here's the thing. Yes, there are. There were. But no. See, that's what I'm saying. If you say that they were typecast and never did anything else.
Yeah, Hagman, definitely not. Yeah, definitely.
But no, it's an age thing because we remember I Dream of Jeannie. He doesn't know I Dream of Jeannie.
No, I don't really know.
See, so he's going to think Larry Hagman. What about? He's going to go Dallas. Oh yeah. He never did anything after that.
Well, it was big before.
Shatner, but did we mention Leonard Nimoy? Did he ever escape?
No, you can't.
No, he didn't. He's exactly what he never.
There's no way he could. Other than the PBS deal where he did Nature Show. But it's for, no, you, he can't.
Yeah,
I think he appeared on an episode of T.J. Hooker.
Never did anything.
You can't because you can't separate those ears.
Adam West was actually pretty successful doing voice work for animation.
Yeah.
I don't know about Family Guy. I didn't know that.
Well, I didn't either, but he played himself. He played Mayor Adam West.
He's himself.
Is what it was, which was great.
Somebody said
I never watched
Mark Hamill. Yeah, he's got one role.
He's always kind of Luke Skywalker. He's been in other stuff, but he's kind of a subpar actor.
Ted Danson has a new show.
Great voice
every time
actor,
one though. Goes off.
He's got multiple. He's got multiple.
Shelley Long didn't do shows, but you got to remember, a lot of times, though, they left there and they went on to be bigger TV star, or movie stars, and then sometimes they come back. Well, here's the deal. Look who was on Cheers. Danny DeVito. No, excuse me, not Danny DeVito.
Brad
Danny DeVito was on Taxi. Yeah, he exploded. None of the other people, except Tony Danza, he left Taxi and went on to do.
He had one. Yeah, he had another.
He had that other one. But you've got Cheers, Woody Harrelson.
What about
Ted Danson?
Hold on, Kirsten Shelley. Slow down.
I don't want
you
to.
Slow down. So did any of those three?
Not TV show.
No, they just did movies. What about the same thing? Christopher Reeve.
Except Frasier. Frasier left Cheers and went.
And he had a successful Yeah. Christopher Reeve, was he? Is he always Superman? Is that the role
it was a movie, though. It wasn't TV.
He didn't do any TV, did he? But that's the one role. He never could escape that. He's one of those few guys,
no,
right?
Yeah, you're right.
He's so synonymous. Yeah. I think he's
not. You know what? To go to that point, you know who else is synonymous with me? I don't think of him as anything else, is a Lou Diamond Phillips. He's Richie Valens. I don't know him. I'm sure he was in top in the gun movies. What was the Billy the
Young
Kid?
Young Guns.
Yeah, not great. Most of the Bonds are synonymous with Bond. Like when you think of Roger Moore, you think of Bond.
Yep.
Timothy Dalton, you think
Sean
of Bond.
Sean Connery, you don't.
No, Sean Connery has success out there.
Right.
Pierce Brosnan, you think of Bond,
Sean
but he's
Connery,
had success.
You immediately go to Alcatraz.
The Rock?
Yeah, The Rock.
The Rock.
What about... You said the two Darrens on Bewitched.
Well, there's two Dicks. Dick Sargent and Dick York. Dick Sargent, that's not his real name. That's Bewitched.
I'm getting Bewitched and I Dream of Jeannie.
No, the Dick Sargent, the guy that came in the last season, he was supposed to be the first Darren on Bewitched, but he had a movie conflict, so he didn't do it, so they gave it to the other dude. Then the other dude hurt his back, got strung out on pills, couldn't do anything. He was just could not work. And then they brought Dick Sargent back.
Couple things here. Somebody said, did Christian just say Young Guns was not good?
Yeah,
it was not great?
It's not good.
Wow. Here's the thing. I'm going to let that go only because I know he would never say anything bad about Saving Private Ryan. No. Listen, I hear what you're saying. You just didn't like Young Guns.
Yeah.
Are you a Western guy?
Yes.
Well, name me your Mount Rushmore Westerns.
I'll have to put that together.
Okay.
Rebecca says just the opposite. Harrison Ford. How many different characters? Is he
yeah, Han Solo. Oh,
no. Sylvester Stallone owns that.
Christopher Lloyd.
Rambo. Rocky.
Yeah, he's always kind of Doc.
Back to
even though
future.
He's been in other stuff.
Joyce DeWitt from Three's Company. She did she ever get anything?
Who?
Joyce DeWitt from Three's Company.
No.
Same thing with her partner, right? Partner never did anything.
Yeah, she did. She got a new show. She had another
show. She did?
Show.
I thought it was a failure.
No. Suzanne Summers went on to another
show.
She
did?
Yeah.
What was it?
Yeah. I have to look it up. I can't remember. It's like
calling you. I moved my hand
She did it with Patrick Duffy. She did a show with Patrick Duffy. Yeah. What's that? Step by Step. Thank you, Ballantyne.
That's been terrible. I don't remember.
Well, no, Ballantyne and I know. Yeah. I didn't say it was great.
I saw John Cryer, 2.5 Men. I don't know. Yeah, I don't watch that show.
Well, I don't know if he was in anything else, but he's been in some. He was in like Hot Shots with the movie.
Well, he also. How far did the show go? Nobody from the Brady Bunch went on to do another show, did they?
No,
I think Robert Reed did Roots.
Not really.
He did Roots, but that was the miniseries.
Yeah, you really think of the most prominent TV shows of all time, like MASH.
There used to be a real separation.
Mary Tyler Moore did.
Real separation between TV actor and movie actor.
Yeah, big time.
They didn't cross over.
That's right.
At all.
So you got Ed Asner went on to do another show.
Oh, yeah, he did the
Mary Tyler Moore did it.
Oh, the political one. What was it?
What was it called?
He did the Newsroom, and then
his own show. He had another show where he stayed. I think he stayed. Didn't he stay? What was his name? Mr. Look that up. So Mary Tyler Moore did something else. Ted Knight did another show. Gavin McLeod
did.
They did?
Are they any good? I mean, are they any good, though?
No, Ted Knight did.
That's significant?
That's an opinion.
Yeah,
McLeod did. He went on to Love
Boat. They had success outside of the main role.
That's the question. Yeah, did they really have success? Or
sure. I think Ted Knight did with his deal with Jim J. Bullock, one of
Lou Grant.
My favorite.
Lou Grant. Gosh, thank you, everybody.
He went on to Lou Grant. Mary Tyler Moore did other shows. She was on... Early with Dick Van Dyke. John Amos was on there. He went on to be on not only Kunta Kinte, but in Good Times.
Red Fox. He died, actually. He was in
another show.
He tried to do... Well, it was the same show, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was just him again, right?
No. I think it was
what was it called?
Show.
It was just called him, wasn't it?
No, they did Sanford Arms, but that wasn't... He wasn't in that.
Oh, I thought he died
No, he did
one.
Another show. It was something else.
John
Ritter, same thing. Died on the set of another show, didn't he?
Yeah.
I think so.
He tried to do another show.
John Stamos? Anybody him?
Yeah, he hasn't done a whole lot outside of Full House.
Okay, here's another one. What about Lucille Ball? She had her Lucille Ball show.
She had Lucy,
but it was,
Lucille Ball.
But it was the same thing, right? It was her.
The Lucy show.
Yeah. It was her. Which was big enough. She didn't have to do anything else.
Yeah, she was the biggest star
in Hollywood.
TV,
yeah.
She owned TV. Who else would be back then? Again,
Ray Romano? Is he one and done?
I don't know.
In terms of TV, yeah.
I think of the most of them that had anything of significance, I think that, that Mary Tyler Moore show had quite a few of them.
Yeah.
I mean, with Gavin McLeod playing Murray, and he goes on to Love Boat. And Asner doing Lou Grant, goes to Lou Grant. Mary, I don't know if she had another show after that, but she had some before.
What about the guy who did Newhart?
Bob Newhart had a couple, sure. Yeah.
Was it the same show?
No.
Same kind of show?
No, he was doing Bob Newhart. Then he went on to do the INN.
Who was the guy that...
Who's the guy
in the wheelchair? He did multiple.
Oh, he sure... Oh,
yeah, he did like
those
three.
Those were great shows.
Yeah,
those were big. Ironside.
What else? Yeah.
And he was the attorney, Perry Mason.
Perry Mason. Listen, can I tell you, you got two schools of thought here. Yeah. You got ones you cannot get out of there like Jethro.
Right.
You feel the most bad for guys like Jethro or Gober Pyle.
Yep.
They never can get out of there because that's who they see him as.
That's exactly right.
And then you have the others.
It's like me.
And then you have other like Buddy Epson and who just mentioned the Ironside guy. What's his name?
Perry Mason.
What's the actor's name?
Raymond Burr.
Raymond Burr. You had some guys that you can do multiple, or Carol O'Connor. Just goes out to show you how good of an actor you are.
That's key. Yeah, and writing has a lot to do. Where are they going to put him in?
Roger Scott went from the Magic 105 days.
Yeah, drugging, doping, running. Run, you know,
came over here, did Show With No Name.
I was trafficking.
Went over there to The Point.
I had to clean up my image. It's what Elvis did. I had to clean up his image so he went in the Army. And then he came out to
somebody,
like
somebody says Wonder Woman, Linda Carter.
She could do anything she wants.
That's okay.
Somebody said that
one's okay.
Somebody said the guy that played the original Lone Ranger and Tonto. But I don't know.
Did they do other things?
Well, Tonto stayed when they got rid of Clayton Moore. They had John Hart, I think, came as a guy named John.
Did either
Hart.
One of those do anything outside of the Lone Ranger?
They played, no. No.
All right,
no,
last couple ones. What about Bonanza? What about all the guys on Bonanza?
Oh, my gosh. Michael Landon.
So Landon was a success. What about the rest of them?
Battlestar Galactica.
For who?
Lorne Greene.
Ah.
Hoss died. And then you got...
Burt Reynolds?
Adam.
Did he do,
yes, he did. He went on to play Trapper John M.D. He played the character from MASH.
What about Urkel? He was sort of typecast, right? He never could get out of that.
No, he didn't do anything.
Poor guy. If you're a kid actor and you're sort of goofy like that.
Carlton from Fresh Prince, Alfonso Ribeiro.
He could. Well, he's got American Funniest Videos.
He's been successful, yeah.
Michael J. Fox had two TV shows.
What was his? Good.
It was at Pretty Serious. Didn't he do a political? He did a political sitcom.
How did we get started on this?
Spin City. Yeah, I remember that.
Spin City.
So how did we get started on that?
Wait a minute. Who was in a Westwood Wing or whatever it was? Westwood.
That was Shatner, wasn't it?
No, Shatner wasn't in Westwood.
Oh, who? I knew what
no,
it was.
No, that was...
Huh?
Martin Sheen,
wasn't the one with Michael J. Fox.
So Roger's having a conversation with James Ballantyne. Okay, this is Roger.
Ballantyne knows.
Okay, Roger and Christian, in less than 3 seconds... Yep. Tell me how what topic started this conversation.
Adam West.
Boom! I was thinking, how do we get started this conversation?
On a scattered, I can stick around. And but that is useless information that I know about. Now, you want to tell me who the starting linebackers are for the University of Arkansas? I'll ask you. If I want you to break down 15 recruits, I'll watch DJ's podcast.
All right. Don't go away. 9:30.
Strategist and host of the Sunday Buzz, Bill Vickery, gets in the mix with the guys on Morning Mayhem, courtesy of Arkansas's best Chevy dealers, Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
This is SportsCenter.
The College World Series is set, and it gets started on Friday. Game one will feature West Virginia taking on Troy, while in the second game of that day, Ole Miss faces off against North Carolina. On Saturday, it's all SEC. Alabama and Oklahoma will face off, then Georgia and Texas will play each other. In the NBA Finals last night, the Spurs took Game 3, beating the Knicks 115-111. Victor Wembanyama had 32 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals, and 3 blocks in the game. Game 4 will be tomorrow night. Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final is tonight. The Vegas Golden Knights hold a 2-1 lead over the Carolina Hurricanes. Face-off is set for 7. TV coverage will be on ABC. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center.
Dangerous heat is expected for Tuesday. We'll see heat index values up to or in excess of 105 degrees. Air temperature values in the low to mid 90s with partly sunny to mostly sunny skies. Calm southwesterly winds will be hot like this through Thursday. And then rain chances increase Friday into the weekend. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm Arkansas Storm Team Meteorologist Jenna Warner.
New Benihana promotion. Monday and Tuesday, lunch and dinner, 10% off of everything on the menu. Come to Benihana's.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Coming up Thursday, wide open show just for you. We'll talk to Neil Atkinson from Vet Saracen. Trey Biddy, thanks to Chris Green Hyundai and Genesis of Conway. Kevin Hoop Scoop McPherson from Hogville.net. That gives us plenty of time to answer your calls throughout the show. Join us from 4 to 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
With many convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local Family Market. Because at Family Market, you're still greeted by friendly staff who provide the very best in customer service, ringing you up, bagging all your items, and making your shopping experience simple and easy, just the way it should be. And while you're enjoying that kind of service, you're saving money too. With your Family Market Rewards card, you can save inside the store and outside at the pumps as well. And be sure to take advantage of Big Mondays. That's where mid-grade gas is the price of regular and premium is the price of mid-grade. That's real savings every single week. And all of this can only be found at Family Market. Serving communities in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Wooster. With a second Hot Springs location coming soon. And remember, if there's not a Family Market in your neighborhood, just look right over there. Mm-hmm. One's coming.
This is Justin Akery. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
You work out, but you walk the same rounds. You go to the old never-changing club with old machines and same routines. You need the excitement and variety of the Little Rock Athletic Club or Racquet Club. People will witness the fitness.
Take it from Arkansas greats, Joe Klein and Pat Bradley.
The big national sports apps are now in Arkansas, taking over Oaklawn and Bentley, which are no longer local.
Making Bet Saracen the only real local app.
I'm still Arkansans fan fave.
Plus, Bet Saracen is still the official sports betting app of many of the state's colleges and universities.
Bet Saracen, built by Arkansans for Arkansas.
Bet with Arkansans. Bet with Bet Saracen.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
The seasons are always changing, but one thing should stay the same: the comfort of your home. Let the heat and air professionals at BR McGinty keep your family warm in the winter and cool in the summer. Call today.
BR McGinty, yeah.
Your morning drive will never be the same with Morning Mayhem on the radio, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Look, hey, you guys!
Was that Chuck at the beginning of that?
It was.
One more time on that. This is Chuck Gatlin, our promo guy, promo man, saying his name for Family Feud today.
Let me see if I can find it.
Please, yeah, I don't have it.
There's like a screeching.
Chuck!
Oh, it's one more time.
Chuck!
Yeah.
One more time.
Chuck!
Good Lord.
Chuck!
I sound like he's being tortured.
Put it on that Today page if there's room, and I'll keep it.
Wow. 661-1037 if you want to be a part of the show.
Hey, tonight, Boudreaux's. Come hang out.
Yeah, come hang out. Yeah.
It's going to be a big night. Got prizes for first, second, third, maybe even a fourth. Monthly prize is going to be a $100 gift card to Top Golf, but you got to be there at the end of the month for that. So if you're only going to come once a month, if that's the month you want to, the day you want to come, that's cool too. But every Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, Boudreaux's.
You've got hockey action tonight.
Tuesday night.
Carolina at Vegas. Vegas is up 2-1. NBA playoffs will continue. A championship, what's tonight, Tuesday night?
Yep.
Wednesday night?
Tomorrow night.
Wednesday night. Did you see, too, by the way, some of the birthdays today? Dave Parker, who was always just a huge dude for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Remember that throw out at home he had right field, All-Star game? Dick Vitale is 87, has been fighting cancer.
Oh, my God.
Still around? Yeah. To hang around, which is great. Jackie Wilson, Lonely Teardrops.
Oh, yeah.
Your love keeps lifting me higher and higher. That's exactly right.
Let me tell you what. We only have one song of that cat in the system.
Which one?
It's terrible. Yeah.
Higher and higher. Yeah. No Lonely Teardrops?
No, it's not in there. I could not find
it. It's got listed for him, Chain Gang, but I thought that was Sam Cooke.
No.
Is it not Sam Cooke?
That sounds right.
Didn't Elvis say that Jackie Wilson was the guy who taught him how to dance? Uh-huh. Or did I have that confused?
Yeah.
Robert McNamara, who was a really interesting figure in the Vietnam War.
Go back
and watch some documentaries on him. Les Paul, the great guitar designer and player. Great song here. TJ Jakes. You know who TJ Jakes is? Raj?
No.
You do, Christian, right?
That sounds familiar.
He is a pastor, and he's very popular.
Oh.
Yeah, T.D. Jakes. I think he's based out of Atlanta, I think.
I feel like I've heard of him.
Oh, yeah, he's
super. If I read correctly, Jackie Wilson was in a coma for 9 years and then died.
Is that right? Died in 1984. If I read correctly. I mentioned earlier that Michael J. Fox is 65 and Johnny Depp is 63. Which would you take of those two as an actor?
Say them again. Michael J. Fox
or Johnny Depp? Oh, who's a better actor?
Well,
Depp's been in more things, I would say.
Yeah. I think Depp has more range.
Yeah.
Depp would want you to forget that Tonto and that his ex-wife pooped in their bed.
Oh, that's right. He went crazy, didn't he, on the lawsuit? Oh, my gosh. I forgot about that. Trial, what was his wife's name?
Amber Heard.
Yeah, and he's got video of him going crazy.
Yeah.
He was so mad.
Turns out she was even more nutty.
Yeah, he was so massive in Pirates of the Caribbean. I can't think of anything else.
There's a movie that he did that was kind of serious.
Blow,
I can't remember.
Blow
was good.
Yeah, I didn't watch Blow. It was a trigger movie for me. The other one would be there's a movie with a clock. Where it was almost like that, Sutherland TV show 24. It was almost in real time as the movie was going on. He had to do something in a certain amount of time to save his kid, I think is what it was. I don't know if it was Tick, Tick, Tock or something. I don't know what.
Oh, he was in Dark Shadows?
That was a fun movie.
21 Jump Street?
That was a fun movie.
Alice in Wonderland? That was sort of crazy. Sweeney Todd?
I'm not the biggest Tim Burton guy.
Yeah, no. Somebody tell me what
Finding Neverland
was. Who?
Finding Neverland, Happily Ever After. Yeah. Chocolat?
Chocolat.
Chocolat?
Chocolat.
I think that's where Amber Heard.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah. Sleepy Hollow.
Astrid and His Wife.
A good movie.
Oh, here it is, Roger. You're probably thinking of Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
No.
Well, definitely in that.
Yeah. Donnie Brasco?
Nope. Donnie Brasco was good. Pacino was good.
What's any Gilbert Grape? Who started in that with him?
Leo.
Leo, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And John C. Reilly, I believe.
Freddy's Dead.
No, keep going until you hit
Edward Scissorhands. No. Platoon. Who knew?
No.
Knife Gate.
No.
Blow.
No.
From Hell.
I remember From Hell.
It's got something to do with the clock.
Oh, Secret Window.
Nick of Time.
That Secret Window was a good movie.
I have seen Secret Window. Is that a Stephen King?
I don't know, but that was a good. And then Once Upon a Time in Mexico. The Secret Window was pretty darn good. I actually liked
it. I have
that
seen
one.
That movie. Yeah, it's Stephen King.
The Imagination of Dr. Pergola.
Pergola.
I don't know.
Samantha wants one in the backyard.
Says Pernardisus. I don't remember what. 21 Jump Street. I can't remember what
I think did. That's a.
Transcendent. Into the Woods.
Now you just make it up.
Murder on the Orient Express.
I don't know.
Yeah,
how many of these Pirates of the Caribbean is he in?
He's in four.
Oh, my
five,
gosh.
Right?
There's a ton of them. Waiting for the Barbarians.
You know, to me, what's even
more.
Oh,
he's in Public Enemies. I forgot about that one.
In what?
That's
Public
okay.
Enemies.
He played Johnny.
It wasn't that great.
He played John Dillinger.
It was okay.
Now, it was, when you look at those Pirates of the movie, just to show how good someone is as an actor, I don't care who it is, but because I certainly couldn't do it. It's when they do a movie like that, Pirates, and so much of the stuff is green screen, and you have to act like something's there.
Yeah.
To me, it's amazing. But again, editing has a lot to do with that as well. It's just so fantastic.
Natalie Portman's birthday today. She's 45. By the way, Johnny Depp, 63, and Michael J. Fox, as I mentioned earlier, 65.
Nick of Time. Natalie Portman. Did you say Nick of Time?
Yes.
Yes, it's Nick of Time.
So when you think of Natalie Portman, what do you think?
I don't.
Phantom Menace?
I don't. Wasn't she in Black Swan?
Thor?
Or something like that?
Thor?
I think of Black Swan.
Okay, maybe that Thor.
Oh, that was a crazy one, right?
Out of a line.
Wow. If it's a remake.
If it was her, James Ballantyne, and HB in a lineup, I couldn't pick her out.
So it's also Wayman Tisdale's birthday, and he died not long ago, right?
Well, it was probably about 15 years.
15 years ago?
Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, young.
Yeah. He was a virtuoso.
Gold medalist. Yeah, he was a guitarist?
Violinist.
Teddy Bruschi's birthday today. Three-time Super Bowl champion.
Bill Blasky?
That's what I think. Bill Blasky.
I didn't know about Bill Blasky.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Oh, my word.
All right, we'll take a break, come back, and wrap things up. We also mentioned on this day, Justify won the Belmont Stakes, but Roger reminded us. You know, it sort of took away a little bit from American Pharoah. It's because on this day that Justify won, it was also on this day that the greatest horse of all time, Secretariat.
Yeah, I don't give it to Justify because it's there's an
got asterisk. Busted.
There's an asterisk by it.
And who was his trainer?
Oh, yeah, a white-haired dude.
Bob Baffert.
Bob Baffert. Yeah.
White-haired devil.
Did you know that there was a Jelly Roll before Jelly Roll?
I knew
on
Jelly
this
Bean.
Day, on this day, 1924, Jelly Roll Blues was recorded by blues great Jelly Roll Morton. Jelly Roll Morton and his band for the Jeanette Records.
I'm not surprised.
Jelly Roll, you stole your name from somebody else.
Royalties.
What's that?
Royalties.
Royalties, exactly right.
Did he misappropriate Jelly Roll?
There was a Jelly Roll back in 1924. Who knew that there'd be a Jelly Roll, he'd think?
It was Blind Melon Jelly.
What'd you say?
Blind Melon Jelly.
Oh, my gosh. All right, we'll come back and wrap things up. Partnership with Oakland Sports is now available right here in Arkansas. The biggest stage in world soccer is only a few days away, and every goal changes every single thing. And now FanDuel is giving you a reason to root for every single goal. Introducing Every Goal Pays. Get to FanDuel in partnership with Oakland Sports and bet on a match and get bonus bets for every goal scored in that match. That's right. More goals means more bonus bets, and all you have to do is turn on your token. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. Let there be goals on FanDuel. Turn on your token. FanDuel in partnership with Oakland Sports has you taken care of. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. Opt-in is required. Must apply bonus token. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions do apply. See terms at sportsbookfanduel.com. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
One in four men over 40 have low testosterone, y'all. 100% of them can get their testosterone levels back if they so choose to. Low T Center tailors their TRT to every man to make sure his levels are where they need to be. Head on over to fixmylowt.com to book your free T test. That's fixmylowt.com.
Do you feel that, Arkansas? The Lotto jackpot is now more than $1 million. Why should you care? Because this million-plus prize can only be won in Arkansas. There are two Lotto drawings every week, and the jackpot keeps growing until there's a winner. Join the fun and play Lotto today. A $2 ticket could change your life. Get yours in stores today. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
When the unthinkable happens to your home or business, whether it's damage from smoke, water, fire, or mold, let Rainbow Restoration make you whole again. Their extensively trained team, state-of-the-art equipment, and 24/7 rapid response will help get your life back on track fast. Because this isn't just their service area, it's their home. When you need them, find them at rainbowrestores.com. Rainbow Restoration, where they restore, you recover. Services performed by an independently owned and operated franchise.
Whoa, Liberty Mutual customized this song for you. Whoa, like your car insurance, it's custom to, yeah. Liberty Mutual's got the coverage that could save you money. Thanks to Doug and Limu.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter.
Down south, a handshake means something, and we let our actions do the talking. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm is rooted in Southern tradition and grit. Southern born and raised and Arkansas based, Brad Hendricks is named a Mid-South Super Lawyer year after year. So for car and big truck wrecks, medical malpractice, wrongful death, bankruptcy, and Social Security claims, his law firm produces results. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm. Southern roots, serious results.
I'm Thomas Blackman with Blackman Auctions. How much easier would life be if you could take away your stresses and worries with one phone call? Just turn all of your problems over to a person and let them de-stress your life. That's what we do at Blackman Auctions. We are much more than an auction company. We take your unwanted assets in your life and turn them into money in 30 days. Organize, market, deal with attorneys, real estate agents, debt services, closing companies, and those members of your family, you know who they are. Making your life as easy as possible since 1938, Better Auctions or Blackman Auctions.
Crawfish season is here at Eat My Catfish. And we've got crawfish at all locations. Get your boil fixed today with any of our boiling buckets of crawfish, crab legs, and shrimp. Come see us or order online at eatmycatfish.com.
The Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs is back. It's going down July 18th from 5 to 8 at the Statehouse Convention Center in downtown Little Rock. Your ticket includes a tasting cup and margarita samples from some of the best bars and restaurants in the city. Get your tickets now at 1037thebuzz.com. Sip, sample, and celebrate summer at the most refreshing event of the season. It's the Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs and brought to you in part by Tito's Handmade Vodka.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Let's go to the phones real quick.
All right. Glad you've been with us today. Thanks for all the messages. Today was National Earl Day. We covered a lot of Earls. And we have Earl Evans, who's a listener. And I think Earl spells his name E-R-L-E as opposed to E-A-R-L.
Did you know an Earl?
Did I say one?
No, do you know an Earl growing up?
Earl, I'm trying to say. I know Earl Evans.
As a kid.
No, I don't think so.
I don't know if I didn't knew either. An Earl or not. I don't know if I know an Earl.
Is it Earl Flynn or Errol Flynn?
Errol Flynn.
Errol Flynn.
I think I knew. I think I went to school with an Earl, but I just can't because I can't remember. I'm trying to think.
Somebody said,
I mean, is Earl more of a white guy's name?
Somebody said Minnie Pearl.
Minnie Pearl? Earl's a white guy's name, right?
What's
no,
that?
There's no doubt. I'm trying to think, but I think I knew one of my black buddies in grade school. I think might have been.
Couple of messages before we go to Justin out at Conway.
Earl Buckner? Not Earl
Ron Horshack Palillo, what is it? Horshack?
Yeah, he was. No way.
Chuck Norris, did he only do one thing?
That's Earl Norris.
Walker, Texas Ranger?
Just that one, right?
I mean, he was in bad movies. So I don't know if that counts.
Wow. Wow, you wouldn't say that, but he was standing in front of you, man.
She had Earl.
He's no longer with us.
Earl Campbell, who we met and spoke at the Touchdown Club. I think he's the greatest Earl that I know. And then there's Dead Earl.
I got it. With no president's name, Earl.
And we were really, I mean, we started going, wow, I can't get over
it. You know any chick's name, Earl? Earl's a masculine name, too. You can't have a name like, Robin.
Here's the one we didn't miss. We missed Earl Curly Lambeau. I didn't know he was an Earl.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Earl Morrill. I meant to mention that. I was getting who sent that
football,
to me. Yeah.
Earl. How about what you put in your car?
What's that?
Earl. You put some Earl in it. Maybe that's what I'm thinking. Earl.
Let's see if we've got Justin Aker there on the phone with us.
They're not here?
I don't know.
They're not on the phone. Location.
What's up, Justin?
Yes. I'm not on a phone, but I am on a tie line. How are you boys?
Good. I presume you did not. I didn't see you yesterday. You didn't stay up and play at the golf tournament, did you?
No, David. I have a new policy, and I don't play scrambles anymore.
Why is that?
I just don't like them. I don't enjoy them. And for years, I was like, why do I keep doing this? Every time I get out there, we'd be five holes in. I'm like, this is not engaging at all to me. I don't enjoy it. I mean, it takes 4 hours to play golf as it is, if not four and a half or five. And I'm also not going to write down a score for my handicap at the end of the day. Like, if I'm going to play golf, I need some kind of, like, here's what I did right or wrong. It's just, I think it's, anyway, whatever. Well, it's fine. There are people who love them, and that's cool.
I will say this. I was so bad yesterday. I played with a really good group of guys. You know Ron Smith over at Curtis Stout, don't you?
Ron's good, dude.
Roland Pennington and Chris Walker.
Roland's great.
Yeah,
what a crew.
Yeah, so it was pure fellowship because I was so bad, Justin. My manhood was affected. I said, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not coming out.
You should not care about that.
I do. Well,
he's so embarrassing. He came in wearing a skirt
it's
today.
It's so embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
Not to be able to make even, I haven't picked up a club in a year.
Nice skirt.
And just walk out
Buddy,
there and
there
think
guys,
I'm good.
It's terrible. Yeah, there are guys who do it for a living that screw up a lot.
I mean,
it's just like you have to get, I'm still working on my realistic expectations, and I'm kind of working at it right now to try to be less terrible, and so it's the most humbling thing in the world. But
it is
honestly I'm trying to get to a point where I can have fun shooting 100 or I can have fun shooting 85. It's like so anyway.
I can normally do that, but when it was bad. It was beyond.
You know what I can do better than golf?
I can even make contact.
I can clean house better.
I'd rather get guys together and go.
Yes.
I'd rather go sit at a bar and have 4 hours of beers than sit out on a golf course in a scramble. I mean, for a lot of guys, that's all it is anyway. They're like, how many beers are we going to drink at the scramble today? Well, and I'm like, yeah. How about we just don't scramble and just have a few beers?
And a shout out to Matt Pennington and Andy McMahon. Good guys. And you're right. But what's crazy about yesterday, Justin, it just was a deluge there for about an hour. Like a foot of water.
Oh, really?
And then it goes up to 92 there for the next 3 hours. So I hear basketball.
Sweat it out, baby.
I hear basketball being played.
Yeah, so UCA's got this summer shootout. It's a team camp that they're doing. So there's 16 teams from around the state that are playing against each other. It's just a good opportunity for these guys to come out. There's a team from Poto, though. It looks like there's an Oklahoma school that's invaded. So I think there may be a few from outside the state, too. But Central just got done playing. We're going to talk to their coach, Shelby Lewis, a little later. Coach Shulman's going to pop on. We got Coach Swift on from Jonesboro. Coach Abrahamson celebrating his state championship. You know, his son was on his team. What a cool experience for them this last year. But he's got a couple of players who just finished their eligibility that are going to be playing on this court as collegians next year. So he's got kind of an interesting connection. And then we got a top 10 list, which is presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. I did not see that come, which is presented by Moe's. Top 10 list by 10 Fitness. And a few other things. Obviously, we'll talk a lot about last night's game.
I was going to mention today, Justin, is National Earl Day. So we've been naming off Earl. You know, we left off an Earl, Raj, a significant baseball Earl. I don't remember us mentioning
Earl Weaver. Earl Weaver.
Yeah, I don't think we mentioned Earl Weaver. I don't think who would be your favorite Earl, Justin?
Gotta think about that.
Earl Grey.
Earl Grey tea?
Yeah.
The tea? Yes.
Who? That's Phil. That's Phil Olson's take.
It's the best one I've got because Earl Weaver would have been my next one.
Wait, Earl Morrill, I heard you guys mention.
Earl Campbell. Earl the Pearl.
Earl Campbell.
Earl the Pearl Monroe.
Any Earls? How about Earl Woods?
Yeah. Somebody mentioned that. Yeah.
Yeah.
People forget about that.
I'd be confused with Earl Woods.
No tennis players named Earl, I don't think.
No.
If you have an aspiring tennis player, name the kid Earl. He'd be the only one.
Today, as we mentioned too, it's National Call Your Doctor Day. Get your doctor, get your checkup. Justin, are you pretty good about getting checkups every year, physical and all the things?
I have to, but I don't like to. Yeah. And every time it's the same crap. Have you gotten your colonoscopy? No. Your blood pressure's way too high. You ready to get on some medicine? No. So, all right, see you next year.
That's why this shouldn't just be a one-time-a-year national holiday. This should be a four-time-a-year thing. You should really be communicating with your doctor about this more than once a year.
I never get sick, ever. So I see my doctor one time a year.
Yeah.
And it's like, hi. Well, I might go in for like an allergy shot, like a steroid shot during allergy season, but I don't want to see my doctor, and I don't need to see my doctor. I probably should get on some.
I saw my doctor today, Dr. Gary Petrus.
Yeah, Roger saw his hair doctor today.
Today?
Yeah, he saw his hair doctor today during the show.
Oh, hair doctor.
Hair doctor, yeah.
How's that, Raj? Roger got it. I was just telling Phil, I've lost a lot of hair. I think I've come to terms with it, though. I'm just going to live with it.
That's okay.
Something I experienced 25 years ago.
Yeah. I've always said hair is overrated, but now that I'm starting to lose it, I'm still a little different. whatever. Who cares?
Don't worry, it'll still come out of
your nose. I've given up on life. You know what I mean?
Y'all have fun. Roger,
all right, boys.
Great job. Christian, great work. Tomorrow we'll be on the road at our first Man Cave winner. Going to have some fun there. Do that tomorrow and Thursday. Hey, thanks for all the participation today. Can't do it without you. Y'all are the best. Hashtag blessed. Zone's up next.
Southern Bank presents Family Feud on 103.7 The Buzz. Tune in to Morning Mayhem Tuesday mornings for your chance to play with Justin Moore, David, and Roger. Family Feud on Morning Mayhem. Visit bankwithsouthern.com to take advantage of their great deposit rates and outstanding loan service.
Golf is a game of precision and power.